What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time for this morning's look. Some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. The epicenter of the controversy is once again Bernardo Meneses, the former director of the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFAHU, and now candidate for deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, for Circuit 13-1. That's in Arihan in West Panama. In the case of financial aid provided to deputies, ministers, influencers, among others. It turns out that the Tribunal Electoral Courts are processing three requests to lift Meneses' electoral criminal jurisdiction. These are five key points of this scandal. Investigation, this is number one, for corruption. Bernardo Mando Meneses, candidate for PRD deputy and former director of IFARU, is under investigation by the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office for the distribution of economic aid during his administration between July of 2019 and February of 2023. Number two, requests to lift jurisdiction. Now, three requests to lift electoral criminal jurisdiction have been presented against Meneses before the Electoral Tribunal Courts, which suggests that he faces serious accusations related to his management in IFARU. Number three, confidentiality of information. A ruling by the Supreme Court revealed a resolution of the IFARU that declares confidential the resolutions of the committee and minutes of the National Council, as well as all information on the loans granted, which has generated controversy about transparency in the use of state funds. Well, furthermore, in 2022, a ruling by the Supreme Court with a presentation by Judge Angela Russo de Sereno and the disagreement of Judge Maribel Cornejo denied the media a habeas data request to know who the beneficiaries of scholarships and financial aid are that exceeds $50,000. Number four, financial aid scandal. The scandal's broken out over the distribution of juicy financial aid from IFARU to political figures, family members and associates, including deputies, ministers and influencers, which has put Meneses' management and his links under scrutiny with the capture of votes. Five, success in the PRD primaries. Despite the accusations and controversies, Meneses was the candidate for deputy with the most votes in the PRD primaries in the 13-1 circuit, obtaining a large number of votes despite criticism from his opponents for the alleged use of scholarships to gain political support. Some of those who benefited from these financial aid are Fernando Brosse, Panamanian Instagrammer and nephew of Congressman Eric Brosse. That was $147,000. Jorge Hein Ruiz, son of the Minister Councillor of Health. Ira Ruiz, $180,000. Ana Cristina Diaz Zapata, daughter of the Minister of Labor, Doris Zapata, $18,194. Diego Abrego Diaz, son of Deputy Roberto Abrego, $190,000. Paola Testa Rodriguez, the daughter of Deputy Zalula Rodriguez, that was $61,000. Also on that list is Maria Alejandra Panay, daughter of the current Secretary General of the National Assembly, Quiban Panay, and who this week took office as Vice Minister of the Ministry of Women. Meneses granted two financial aid to Maria Alejandra, which totaled $81,730. The first was $59,230, which was endorsed by the Comptroller General of the Republic in October of 2021. The second reached $22,500 and received the approval of the Comptroller Gerardo Solis in February of 2022. The hearing to charge the presidential candidate for free nomination and deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, Zulay Rodriguez, scheduled for today, Thursday, the 29th of February, remains on the agenda of the judicial branch. Sources in that organization explain that until this Wednesday afternoon, the General Secretariat of the Supreme Court of Justice has not been informed by the National Assembly about Rodriguez's resignation from her seat as a representative of San Miguelito. In this case, judges Maria Cristina Chen and Ariadne Garcia serve as a prosecutor and judge of guarantees, respectively. Last Monday, during the first debate between the presidential candidates, Rodriguez announced that she had decided to resign her status as a representative. It was later learned that that same day she sent a letter of resignation to Deputy Jaime Vargas, president of the National Assembly. However, for Rodriguez's resignation to be effective, she must comply with a procedure that includes the Legislative Commission on Credentials, Regulations, Parliamentary Ethics and Judicial Affairs accepting the resignation of the deputy and sending a duly signed copy of said decision to the court. Well, until last Tuesday, that commission had also not received any documentation regarding Rodriguez's resignation, as confirmed by its president, Congressman Raúl Pineda, a co-partisan of Rodriguez. Pineda said that once he receives a resignation note, the commission will analyze the case, but he did not give guarantees that the matter would be dealt with expeditiously. Rodriguez, who is a candidate for President of the Republic, Deputy and Mayor of the District of San Miguelito through free nomination, is being investigated by the Supreme Court of Justice for the crimes of money laundering, abuse of trust, illicit association to commit a crime, and against the administration of justice for the alleged appropriation of gold bars owned by Mexican José Luis Penagos, now deceased. With 67 days left until the general elections, an organization submitted a request to the Electoral Tribunal to change one of the requirements to be a polling station judge on the 5th of May. Currently, anyone who wishes to be a poll juror must resign from their political party or withdraw support for an independent candidate 6 months before the elections. It seems like a very short time to us, and we believe very firmly that it would not really guarantee independence from the influence of partisan politics in the voting tables, states the letter that the group United for Democracy took to the Tribunal Electoral this Wednesday. The petition seeks to extend the ban from 6 months to 2 years and thus avoid facilitating the, well, huevo vivo of political parties. United for Democracy also proposes that removing from office all polling station jurors and other already registered electoral officials who do not meet this requirement, and replacing them with university students from the public and private sector. It would apply to those students who are in the last 2 years of their degree. The group also requests that on the 5th of May the table jurors wear a large badge with their photo, name and ID number. These two measures, the letter reads, will help reinforce the transparency that you surely wish to offer to the country. And as last Tuesday, the Cabinet Council approved a resolution through which it instructs several state entities to adopt administrative measures to comply with the ruling issued by the plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice on the 28th of November of 2023, through which Law 406 of October the 20th of that year was declared unconstitutional, by which the law contract entered into between the Panamanian state and Minera Panama S.A. was approved. Now, this is a Cabinet Resolution 19-24, which establishes the basis for developing, implementing the final orderly closure of the activity. Likewise, it instructs all the ministries and related centralized and decentralized institutions, according to their legal powers and functions, to continue with the necessary administrative measures to prepare and implement the ordered plan for the definitive closure of the Cobre Panama mine. The presidency detailed that the measure establishes that the Ministries of Commerce and Industries, the MICI, and MIAMBIENTE, the Ministry of Environment, must adopt administrative measures in accordance with the Mineral Resources Code and according to current environmental legislation, so that Minera Panama S.A. guarantees the physical and chemical stability of the environmental ecosystems and infrastructure in the mine and its surrounding areas. This through the execution of an environmental preservation and safe management plan, care and maintenance as a temporary phase and first step towards the orderly plan for definitive closure. Now, according to the approved resolution, the Ministry of Health must adopt sanitary measures aimed at formulating, supervising and evaluating prevention and control strategies for health in general, while MIAMBIENTE will adopt the necessary administrative measures for a closing environmental audit to be carried out, with the purpose of identifying the environmental situation of the mine, the environmental risks, and their mitigation measures. Well, likewise, the resolution contemplates carrying out a comprehensive audit of mining process management controls so that the Panamanian state obtains the relevant technical information for optimal application and supervision of the processes required for the execution for the ordered final closure plan. It is established that the MICI, together with the Ministry of Economy and Finance, will coordinate and carry out the necessary administrative acts to guarantee the defence of the interests of the Republic of Panama before any national or international body. This taking into account that the Canadian mining company, First Quantum Minerals, parent of Minera Panama, has said that it would seek $20 billion through international arbitration after Panama ordered the closure of the company's flagship copper mine. Cabinet Resolution 19-24 also indicates that the Development Planning Institute, through the Ministry of Economy and Finance, will establish the basis to formulate, approve, and execute a strategy for the sustainable substitution of metallic mining in the domestic product, the national gross domestic product. Right, well, that's it. There we go. That's our look so far for this morning. Some of the items here in the local news compiled for you on this morning's programme.